Room 4. Paschalia. Religious tradition, particularly but not limited to the Christian tradition, suggests so evocatively that nothing can quench man's thirst for eternity, soothe his fears, or heal the wounds of past self-abandonments, like the Christ-like example of the seed buried in the ground and emerging as a plant into the light, or of the man locked in a cave and escaping on the third day. What a short germination! It is as a conversion in sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste, which later enables us to see the unseen, to hear the unheard, to touch the untouched, to smell the unbreathable, and to taste the unexpected. This joy is translated into the funeral pink, an echo of a last attempt, fierce and dreadful, of black to swallow the gold. This attempt is frustrated by the blood pledged for our sake. Beyond the risky excess of anthropomorphism, beyond the massive envelopment of the core, beyond weighty humanization to the detriment of deification, the soul's achievement resides in the special decantation of after-biology, of the afterlife.